It has just gone 20 minutes after 7. The last we spoke with the chair of SCOPA, Desmond Mwela. Take a listen to what he said.
We'll follow it up with the relevant authorities, including the Department of Education, because we have not yet engaged the Department of Education on this matter, formally so. Informally, yes, we have engaged some of the officials within the Department of Education about this matter, as to what is happening and all that. Mm-hmm. So we are going to come back to your good selves and the entire public of Mpumalanga or the citizens of Mpumalanga to give them a feedback on what has transpired, because we are, I promise the public of Mpumalanga or the citizens of Mpumalanga that we are going to attend to the matter with the Department of Education. We are going to invite them through the office of the Speaker so that they come and clarify to us as to what had happened. If, of course, we establish that there's misuse.
Yeah, that's Desmond Mwela, the chair of SCOPA, that's the Standing Committee on Public Accounts in the province of Mpumalanga. I believe he does join us now on the line. Following that today, as SCOPA, they conducted oversight on the allegedly ballooned, renovated guardhouse costing about 3.2 million rand, where this guardhouse is alleged to be the size of a one-bedroom RDP. He joins us now in conversation. Chair, good evening. Really appreciate you making time.
Thank you. Good evening to you and good evening to our listeners. Much appreciated for the opportunity.
And I want to also applaud you for having kept your word. I mean, the last we spoke, you said you're going to come back and brief us. I suppose the time is now, Chair. Talk us through around maybe the fact-finding mission of these guardhouse, these alleged size of a one-bedroom RDP house. Is that what you found today when you were leading the oversight visit into what really transpired on this guardhouse?
Indeed. Let me confirm that today we have met with the Mpumalanga Provincial Department of Education. The team was led by the Honorable MEC, woman Katie Dlamini. As a select committee, we engaged the department. We have sent the department questions to respond to. So today they were responding to those issues and the matters that we requested them to respond to. What we can say for now and for today is that we, after our meeting, what we have established with the Department of Education together with the collective of the committee is that there are issues that need special attention. For an example, that guardhouse, the department is saying it has costed the department 193,000 to renovate that guardhouse, including the electrifying it and all that. But what we have established is that, for an example, they have sourced three quotations, and those three quotations, normally in terms of the procurement process, you go for a cheaper one. And the guardhouse, there were three quotations that were sourced. One company quoted the department 143,000. The other one quoted the department 44,158, and the other 123. But instead, the department opted an option of going, not considering the 44,154, but instead, they considered the 143,000 quotation. When we go through that, we have seen that there are issues that need special attention. And the scope of work, when we deliberating with the department, it kept on changing time and again. So they were not consistent in terms of the scope of work. That BOQ was a problem. At some point, the BOQ directed that the Miranti doors be installed in that particular guardhouse. But what the contractor decided to install, they've installed a pine wood doors, which is far lesser, it's far cheaper than what was required as per the specification or the BOQ. So these are the other issues that we've established. One other matter that has been established is the quality of the window frames used to that particular guardhouse. It's one of the other challenges that has been established. It is not part of the POQ, that particular window frame that is there. So we have engaged with the department. However, we have resolved that there are many issues, and then we have directed the Honorable MEC to go deeper and look into the matter, internally do her own investigation, come back to us and give us a proper response. And if there are consequences, she must be in a good position to tell us what consequences and measures is she going to take based on this matter.
Mm.
So for now, that's what we can indicate. That's what we can report to the public of Mpumalanga and South Africa. That's where we are. And we want to still promise the people, the citizens of the province, that we are not going to rest up until this matter find its complete conclusion. Thank you.
Chair, take us through when you conduct oversight visits of this particular nature. Are you privy to some of the documentations that led to the commissioning of the work? The reason I ask is because it is widely reported that there is a memorandum dated the 12th of December. Now, in that memorandum, the figures contradict what you have said, because this particular memorandum is said to be from the department. And the figures that you've quoted are around thousands. You've mentioned 143, you've mentioned 44,000, you've also mentioned 123,000, of which what is reported is that the figures, they vary from 900,000 to about 1.2 million rand. So now my question to you is, when you go there, are you privy to the initial documentation of the project, or you are relying based on what the department tells you?
We request them to provide us with documents like what you are indicating now. 993,519 rand was the total cost of everything. According to the department, they are saying it includes a perimeter fence, and the perimeter fence costed them about 800,000+, and that led to a total cost of 993,000, which was the company which led to them to appoint this company, because according to them it was lesser because it included a perimeter fence. But what we've discovered also in that particular fence, the spec is supposed to be about 2,100 meters in height, and what is installed there is about 1,800 meters. So it also contradicts with what is required or what is based on the specification and the POQ. So it's one of the other matters that has been established. And the other company quoted about 1,400,000+. So there is a bit of contradiction. That is why the meeting with the department could not conclude. We ended up saying the department must go back, because to us it's a very contradictory presentation. And as you go through the presentation, there are many loopholes in their presentation, many, many loopholes which we have identified. Part of the loopholes that we have identified, the presentation that has been provided to us, under omissions and additions on their internal scope of work, the document they presented to us, it was about Thekwane Primary School, and we are not dealing with Thekwane Primary School. So there were a cut and paste of some kind that we have also noted in that particular report. Hence, we have resolved that no, the department, we can't proceed with them. They must go back, and the MEC must ensure that in the meantime, before we go back to this matter, consequence measures must take place immediately. The MEC must look into that and see how she can be able to navigate and deal with this matter internally, so that she can be able to come back and present a comprehensive report to all of us as a team. And then immediately after that, we'll therefore take a decision as SCOPA if there is a need for us to take the matter further. If there's a need, like I indicated in our previous discussion, if there's a need for us to involve other stakeholders, like your law enforcement agencies, investigators, we will do that if time if really it requires us to do that.
Chair, let's park it here for this evening. I really want to thank you so much for having been frank, number one, and number two, for honoring your word. I mean, you're the one who said you're going to come back, and thank you so much for having come. Really appreciate the time.